Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Shane Douglas Stewart, Bittercape, Ashley Tuggle, Mystic Sybil, Pearl Crandall, Christopher Nelson, Alicia Hall, Jens Griem, Caitlin Perry, Eric Wood. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 137, Nemesis.
Case 9550307, Wallace Turner. Incident occurred at the North Point Prisoner of War Camp, then later the sunken ship Nemesis in late 1942. Statement taken 3rd of July 1955 at the Pu Song Ling Research Center, Beijing. Committed to tape 9th of October 2014. Gertrude Robinson recording. I always knew what sort of a thing war was, even when everything was going to hell, even when it just plain stopped making sense and what I was seeing and hearing was obviously ghosts and monsters. Even then it still didn't surprise me. Not really. I never wanted to join up, never cared about fighting for my country. I mean, what, like my country ever fought for me? No. No government ever gave a damn about me, and I didn't feel like I had anything needed paying back on that front. Add to that, I was terrified. I'll admit it, the thought of marching off to war set my whole body shaking, and I can still remember the nightmares I had when I got the notice. I was half an inch from going conchy, going to prison and taking my lumps, but in the end it was my dad that pushed me into the uniform. And it wasn't an argument or a telling off that did it, either. He just looked so damn proud when I told him. His son, the soldier. Don't know if I'd ever seen him look at me like that before, and I just didn't have the heart to break it. Me going conchy would kill him, so I had to learn to kill others. And that's the thing that really scared me, you know. I wasn't scared of dying. Not really. Everything dies in the end, and the chaplain says you end up with God. Who am I to say different? Even if it's just sleep, just a quiet nothing forever, it's not like you know enough to be bored, is it? No, death ain't scary. But killing? That's scary. To look another living thing in the eyes and end it forever, strip away everything they could have been, could have done or felt. Nobody should ever have to do that. Sergeant once told me it's no different from killing a chicken back home, that people aren't chickens, and the idea that war strips us all down to just a body that moves and kills or falls and dies makes me feel sick to